I love a mystery. $1 Million Curse, a new Carlton Morse adventure thriller with Jack Packer, Doc Long, and Reggie York. At night in the stately old home of Sonny Richard, somewhere in San Diego's better residential area. Jack, Doc, and Reggie discovered Sonny, heiress to the Richard fortune, in a backstreet hotel room on the point of doing away with herself. Her reason? Because she had also inherited the Richard's curse, bringing violent death and disaster to those whom she loved most. Jack persuaded her to give them 2 weeks to lay the curse. She agreed, providing Jack, Doc, and Reggie would stay with her in the old Richard's home. And now, at 9 o'clock in the library...
Now then, Sonny, if you're ready, we're going to start taking you apart.
Taking me apart?
Yes, you will meet your clique.
This sounds very desperate.
Pull down that other blind over there, Reggie.
Oh, quite. Jove, what a beautiful old home.
Once it was. It's only evil now.
Never mind that. What I mean is, I want to know everything you can tell us about yourself. And don't skip the intimate details. They may be important.
Important for what?
In finding the source of this unwholesome influence that seems to have surrounded you.
You mean the Richard curse?
Well, I refuse to recognize any such thing as a curse.
Then what do you call it?
Let's leave it at unwholesome influence.
It means the same thing.
Now then, let's get started.
Just a minute before you get too serious.
Well?
I just want to mention that I think Sonny's just about the cutest little old 1954 jet-propelled power-steering female model we ever did know.
Why, Doc?
What is it you got, honey, that other girls just ain't got?
Oh, Doc, you're swell.
No, honestly, when you come downstairs in them lounging pajamas, my heart done a flip-flap.
A flip-flop.
Hmm?
Flip-flop, Doc, not flip-flap.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you, Sonny, if you ever feel in the mood for some real Southern-type spark, and I'm the red-headed boy that can fix you up and no holds barred.
Thank you, Doc. I'll remember.
You watch out for Doc, Miss Richards. He thinks he's terrific with women.
And I am, too, Dad Bernie.
Okay, Doc, if you've got romance off your chest, let's get down to business. Reggie.
Yes?
I want you to take down names and dates as we count them.
Righto.
All right. Now, first, Sonny, I want the names of all the people in any way associated with you. Is that a big order?
No, not very. I'm pretty much let alone now.
All right, let's begin right here in your own house. Who takes care of you here?
Jackson.
He's the Negro butler?
Yes, his wife is in the kitchen, and I have a Negro chambermaid for the upstairs work.
They've been with you a long time?
Jackson and his wife have been here ever since I was a little girl. They're very devoted. The upstairs girl's been here about 2 years.
Now then, what about that attorney fellow who came up to your hotel room?
Leslie Mark?
Yes, Mark.
Well, he and my father were close friends. He's been the family attorney as long as I can remember. That's why Father named him executor of his estate until I reached the age of 25.
How old are you now?
24.
You're fond of him?
Well, he's been very kind, but he is dominating. He has a violent temper, and well, lately I'm afraid we've quarreled quite a lot.
About the estate?
Yes.
Can you tell us what it was about?
I needed extra money over my regular allowance. Quite a lot of extra money.
Why?
On account of Phil.
Phil? Oh, yes, Phil Terry was the man you were engaged to and was injured in the automobile accident.
Yes. You see, Phil hasn't any money of his own. He was the pro at the golf club. That's how I met him. He taught me to play golf.
I see. So when he was injured, you took it on yourself to pay his hospital expenses?
Yes, everything.
And Leslie Marks objected?
Yes. He said I wasn't obligated to take care of Phil, and that as my trustee, he wasn't in a position to give me the extra money. So, we quarreled.
He didn't give you any extra money, then?
Yes, some, but mostly I had to skimp on my allowance to take care of Phil.
Hey, but look, Sonny, what does this Phil fella have to say about you paying his way?
Well, at first he was too ill to realize. And then when he did find out, he made a fuss, but But now he just seems to be resigned to it.
Doesn't Phil have any folks?
Only our younger brother, Arthur. He's just past 18. I'm awfully worried about him.
Why?
Well, since Phil's been hurt, Arthur's had no steadying influence. I've tried to do what I could, but he won't have anything to do with me. He blames Phil's accident on me, and of course he's right.
You mean the boy actually blames the Richards curse for his brother's auto accident?
Yes.
Oh, I'd like very much to talk to Arthur. Where can I find him?
He lives in a boarding house at 69 Jameson Street.
You got that, Reggie?
Yes. Arthur Terry, 69 Jameson Street.
Who pays his room and board?
I do.
Hey, he don't like you, but he'll take money from you.
Yes.
Yeah, well, great kid, little Arthur.
All right. Now then, what other business or social contacts have you?
No one that's close. Acquaintances at the golf club. And that's about all.
But that isn't natural. What about men?
No. Not now.
What a beautiful young woman like you with a fortune in your lap.
The curse has scared them away.
The story of this Richard's curse actually is as widespread as that?
Everyone knows.
I say. And everyone believes?
What would you believe under the circumstances? Within 1 year, my mother and father killed. My fiancé crippled for life. One suitor shot outside my door by robbers. And then an old family friend falls down my front steps and dies. And yet still another friend shoots himself to death. Wouldn't that drive you off?
By Jove, and all within 1 year.
The police investigated each of these deaths, of course.
Naturally.
No results?
No.
I think I'll go down and have a look at some of their records tomorrow.
You won't find anything?
Well, maybe not. Now then, Sonny, I'm going to make a peculiar request of you.
Yes?
Are you any sort of an actress?
Well, I don't know.
I mean, could you pretend to be more than a little fond of me?
I don't understand.
Well, you don't have to. But for the next 2 weeks, I want you to show a lot of interest in me when we're around people. I want us to be seen together. I want you happy and smiling. I want you to be very much in love.
Oh, I don't know.
You'll try?
It's important?
Very important. Will you?
Yes. With one exception.
No exceptions.
One exception, and you can take it or leave it, Mr. Packard.
We'll be back in one moment to see just what Jack can take or leave. And now, back to that one exception of Sonny Richards.
Do you mind saying who that one exception is?
Of course not. I can't pretend to be in love in the presence of Phil.
Oh, yes, Phil.
Yes, I... It would hurt him, and I couldn't bear that.
All right. I'll take care of that. Naturally, you'd be reserved around him, but there's no reason why I can't show my affection.
But that would hurt him, too.
Well, it's only for 2 weeks. After that, you can explain to him that there was nothing behind it.
Well, all right. I'll try.
Good. Now,
the phone. Shall I?
No, I'll get it. It's probably Leslie.
The attorney?
Yes. Wondering if I got home all right. Hello? Well, why aren't you asleep? What? Come to the hospital at this time of night? What? Well, yes, of course, if it's important. I see. Hold the wire just a minute. It's still at the hospital. He wants me to come right over.
How far is the hospital?
It's just 2 blocks, across the park.
All right. Tell him you have company and you'll have to bring us along.
But...
Go ahead and tell him. See what he says anyway.
Hello, Phil? Listen, dear, I have company. If I come, I'll have to bring them along. No, it's no one you know, but I'd like you to know them. All right, we'll come right away. Bye.
Well, what did he say?
He said it was all right.
All right. Go get something on.
I'll just slip on a fur coat. It isn't far.
Hey, Jack.
Well?
What the heck are you taking us over to the hospital for?
One reason, I don't want to leave Sonny alone. The other, I want to meet all of Sonny's acquaintances as fast as possible. This is a good chance to meet Phil.
But, Jack, what's this business about making love to Sonny? Hmm?
Yeah, that there's my department.
Not this time it isn't.
Oh, I get it. When a really pretty girl comes along, me and Reggie's supposed to take a back seat.
Well, it's all right with me.
Well, it sure ain't with me.
All right, I'm ready.
Come on, let's go.
I had Phil put in his hospital because it was so near. Oh, I must remember to give you all the keys to the front door when we get back.
Yes, we may need them. Which way?
Here. We can cross the street and right through the park. That's the hospital over there with the lights in the windows.
Right, the top's lost in the fog.
Yes. Another hour or two and the fog will settle down on us like a blanket.
Park's not too well lighted.
Oh, I know the way. Oh, here, this past the shortcut.
Sonny and I'll lead. Reggie, you and Doc fall in behind.
Right up.
Reggie, you and Doc fall in behind. Who's the latest man in this outfit anyhow?
Oh, don't let it break your heart, old boy.
Fall in behind. Couple of old cow tails. Look at you, Jack up front. Hanging on to Sonny's arm like a drowned.
I just remembered I should know something about you three. Jill will be sure to ask me.
All right. We're civilian flyers. We're in San Diego now, waiting for a plane to be put in condition for us.
Is that true?
Yes, I'll give him the name of the airplane factory to check on us if he seems curious. If he wants to know any more, let me do the talking.
This is all so strange. I met you less than 3 hours ago, and here you are closer to me than...
Hey, that was a gunshot.
I know it. The bullet knocked my hat off.
Oh, no, no.
Doc, Reggie, go after him. That way.
Hey, but Jack...
Don't argue. I'm taking Sonny to the hospital.
Come on, Doc. Come on.
Gun two-tailed stick.
You see, it's begun already.
That's okay. Come on, run.
But you mustn't. I can't let you.
You can't stop me. Here, cross the street.
If you're killed, I don't
know...
Save
your breath. Now, up the steps. And get inside. There, now, we're all right. Which way's the elevator?
That way.
Come on. Here, now, stop that.
I can't stand anymore.
What floor is still out?
Fourth floor.
All right. Get in the elevator. Fourth floor, please. You all right now?
Yes.
What?
What about Doc and Reggie?
They can take care of themselves. Out with you. Now, which way?
The room right down there at the end of the hall.
Uh-huh.
Don't say anything about the shooting to Phil.
Why not?
Well, I haven't told him about any of my troubles. It might upset him to know that all that's been going on.
All right. Listen?
Yeah, just walk right in.
Is that you, nurse?
No, Phil, darling. It's me, Sonny.
Sonny? What the deuce are you doing here at this time of night?
But, Phil...
And who's this fellow?
Oh, this is Jack Packard. Phil Terry, Jack.
How do you do, Terry?
He's the one I said was with me when you called.
When I called? What are you talking about?
But, Phil, you did call. I talked to you.
You're crazy. I haven't called anybody tonight.
But your voice, I know...
I haven't called anybody tonight.
Then you must have been mistaken, dear.
Dear? Who are you calling dear?
Well, Sonny, I'm very fond of her.
Oh, you are? Well, I'll have you know Sonny belongs to me. To me, you hear?
Oh, Phil, don't get so angry.
Trying to steal my girl, are you? Just because I'm a cripple.
I'm sorry, Terry.
Well, did you ever hear of the Richards curse?
Phil.
Well, it got me. It got me, see? And it'll get you just the same way.
Oh, Phil, please.
And if the curse doesn't, I will.
Of the Million Dollar Curse will come to you tomorrow at the same hour. I Love a Mystery, for 16 years a Carlton E. Morse creation, comes to you Monday through Friday, featuring Russell Thorson as Jack, Parley Bear as Doc Long, and Ben Wright as Reggie York, with Mary Lou Harrington and Sam Edwards. CBS Radio Network.